Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold dictating an endoscopy report on Curtis Strand, date of birth 4/25/1985. Date of procedure is November 17, 2023. Physician performing is Evgenia Gold DO. Referring physician is Dr. Santos Garcia Hernandez. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with biopsies. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, bloating, comma, GERD, comma, dyspepsia, comma, bright red blood per rectum, comma, abnormal MRI of the abdomen pelvis, comma, changes in bowel habits. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, will explain to the patient. Period, the patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period, a well-lubricated limbs video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period, careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Period, a retroflexia was obtained of the cardio. Period, air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period, the patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period, a digital rectal exam was normal. Well, lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the peneteal or facility cecal valve and confluence of cold. Period, the terminal ileum was evaluated. Period, careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period, retroflexia was obtained of the rectum. Period, bowel preparation was suboptimal on the right side. Period, Boston bowel prep score was 7. Period, the patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings number 1 at upper endoscopy, next line. Overall, the proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis noted. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 41 centimeters from the bite block. There was 2 tongues greater than 1 centimeter of salmon-colored mucosa that was biopsied to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there's gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were taken to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum to Z2 portion was unremarkable. And the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Period. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum appeared erythematous. Biopsies were obtained in this area. Next line. At 30 centimeters in the sigmoid colon, there was evidence of either an inverted tick versus a polyp. The irregular mucosa was biopsied and removed in total. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were small and not bleeding. Next line, plan. Follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, continue PPI daily. May need to consider increasing dose at follow-up visit. Next line. I would repeat the colonoscopy in 2 to 3 years, given suboptimal prep on the right side, comma, pending path. Next line, would repeat EGD in 3 to 5 years, given evidence of possible Barrett's esophagus. Will evaluate what the path shows. Next line. Avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and anti-reflux precautions were strongly encouraged. Next line. Given findings of sigmoid colon diverticulosis on recent abdominal imaging, would recommend high-fiber diet and fiber supplements as needed, period. There is no evidence of diverticulosis noted on my exam. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled.